I wanted to first start as a bit of a, you know, an overview. You know, the arts and culture sector took such a huge blow in COVID-19 right at the beginning, you know, 12 months ago now in March. Yes. How exactly has the pandemic affected the Sydney Fringe?
Well, look, we were right in the stage of, you know, opening up our applications for last year's festival. So we were able to, we had a few months to figure out exactly what we were going to be able to do. And we went through various iterations of that we decided early on that we would have to cancel, because the process in which we would normally run the festival requires artists to have a lead time to develop their work. We have, as you said, an open access program. So we open up applications, we accept applications, and we match them with a space in which they can present their work. And all of that takes quite a lead time. So we were able to, not immediately, but by mid-year, realise we couldn't run that kind of festival last year, and we were able to make some adjustments and access some little bit of funding to run two programs in-house. So one was an art and isolation program, and that was artists coming in and doing development work for a few months in our empty spaces. And also during the Fringe month, we staged a few shows as part of a Made in Sydney program, and at the same time filmed those and screened them along with some of our international festival friends' works as well. So we were able to present something called Global Fringe last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
So a very different festival than we would normally have, but we were really thrilled to be able to support some artists in Sydney during that time.
Yeah, and also to have, we're, you know, thrilled obviously to have you back, you know, as Sydney Fringe this year. And now I want to talk a little bit about this Fringe HQ pop-up. You know, you've decided to activate the Newtown School of Arts building. What was the decision behind that?
Well, we have our offices there and have a long relationship with the School of Arts, and it made good sense, and it was a bit of a no-brainer decision really, in that that space upstairs in the Fringe building at the School of Arts has been beautifully run by 505 venues and all 505 for the last few years. The pandemic's hit them very hard, and unfortunately they're not continuing. And it just fitted perfectly with the Fringe's view that what we need to do is safeguard as many spaces in Sydney for our artists as we possibly can. And by taking on an arrangement that we can continue and have a permanent space upstairs on a rolling basis, so we have an agreement in place till the end of this year, and we've opened applications already, and the uptake has been fantastic. So we'll be staging multi-genre work, so we'll be looking at theatre and comedy and cabaret, talks, various rehearsals that will be available to use that space. And it's so much needed at the moment. And
yeah,
we fear that other spaces also will meet their, may well close this year in other ways. And we really, our whole purpose is to support our artists, and protecting space is a really big one in Sydney.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen, you know, amazing venues, historical venues, really close in the past 12 months, which have been, you know, such a huge hit to Sydney and to obviously the artists. And look, you kind of touched on it before, and we're running out of time a bit, but I just really quickly want to ask you, I mean, you know, this is a non-curated performance space in the Fringe HQ. What can we expect there?
Well, look, we have a history with a lot of artists who have participated in the Fringe before, and who an artist who have wanted to. So the kind of work that comes to us that we're able to stage will be more theatre work during the Fringe itself. We have a month packed in September of all kinds of things, from experimental through to stage plays, music, cabaret, all really quite a diverse forms of work. And fortunately, now that we have Fringe HQ, we'll be able to present some works in the lead up to that as well, starting, kicking off in April next month.
Yeah, April next month. I mean, very exciting and, you know, oh, so close. And for a lot of us who are, you know, regular fringe fanatics, if you will, very much looking forward to having you back around. Leslie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Oh, such a pleasure, Alex.